Hey, Covenant Eyes family. Welcome to the Covenant Eyes podcast. It is so good to be back with you, Karen Potter. And I also have the trusty Rob Stoddard. How are you, Rob?
I am doing well, Karen.
So excited about today.
Oh, yeah. Today's going to be a fun time.
Yes, for sure. So today we are actually live streaming, so anything could happen, and it's live, so that's always a good time. But we are actually with Nikosi today, and we are dropping the Dirty Dozen list to all of our listeners out there on Facebook and YouTube. So be sure to like the podcast, invite your friends to jump into this live stream. We're so excited about this, right, Rob?
Oh, yeah. This is an session you really don't want to miss. There's some great content and a lot you can do with it. So yeah, we're excited to talk today.
All right. With that, do you want to introduce today's guest?
I do. Our guest today is Lena Nealon. She's from Nikosi, and she's going to talk with us about, as you mentioned, Karen, our Dirty Dozen list, which is just as it sounds. So Lena, welcome first to the show. Glad to have you today.
So good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, great. Well, tell us a little bit about your role there at Nikosi, and then we'll jump into the Dirty Dozen list.
Yeah, so I think I have the best job at Nikosi. I'm a vice president, and I lead our corporate advocacy department. And what we do is basically hold mainstream corporations accountable for facilitating, enabling, and profiting from all forms of sexual abuse and exploitation. And that can be anything from hosting pornography to child sex abuse materials, sex trafficking, sexual harassment and objectification, image-based sexual abuse. So we press on them to prioritize people over profit. And we do that through direct advocacy. We work with others who influence the corporations, you know, policymakers, the press, shareholders. And then we have large-scale public campaigns to galvanize people like you and me and those who are listening to press on these companies to do much better than they currently are.
Excellent.
Think that's so important. And with that, I know that you guys put a ton of hours and research into this list. So it is not something to be taken lightly. And I think for our listeners that are tuning into this, this list really has a lot of it's really useful in a lot of ways for all of us. But before we get into the ways that we can leverage this list to put pressure on these companies to make improvements, let's get into some of the names that you guys came up with for 2024.
Yes. So here is the list. Apple, Cash App, Cloudflare, Discord, LinkedIn, Meta, Microsoft's GitHub, Reddit, Roblox, Communications Decency Act, Section 230, Spotify, and Telegram, and then Snapchat earned a place on the watch list. So some of these names, again, are companies that you and I use every single day. Others may be less familiar, but they still play a really important role in our daily lives, even if we don't know it, and often have incredible power and resources to make changes. So that's the list. I'm happy to talk about any one of those and all of those targets.
Yeah. Can we start maybe with if our listeners want to find out more, and we can't go through all the detail of all the 12 of those here, but you know they're going to want to read a little bit more and understand just what's going on with these. So where do people go and learn more about these 12?
Thank you for asking that, because again, the main point is for people to take action. So go to dirtydozenlist.com. You will see all of the targets listed, and then you can click on each of the targets to learn more. And so we have a specific webpage dedicated to each target where we give a quick overview of why they are on the list and the harms that they're facilitating. We actually post the letters that we send to the corporations because we want to give them fair warning. But we also share with them the evidence that we have collected, as well as the recommendations that we're asking, you know, the changes that we want them to make. Mm-hmm. And then at the top are the quick actions people can take. We make it so easy. You know, we're all familiar now with, you know, where you just put in your name and with a click, you can send a letter to executives directly or to policymakers as well. There are some of the targets where we're actually going directly to policymakers demanding change or to the Department of Justice, for example. So, and then together on those web pages, along with what I just cited, we also have additional resources and recommended reading. And we do post the evidence. We heavily blur it and we don't put the most egregious things that we find. But as you said, many, many months goes into this list and we pose as children online. We meet with survivors. We talk to law enforcement. So we are experiencing it firsthand. And I can tell you, I've been fighting exploitation for 15 years and even for me, it's hard to handle the things that I'm seeing. And when you think about the fact that children are being exposed to this and unsuspecting adults are being exposed to this type of horrific, abusive content, it really does, you know, keep me going in this fight.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, as they say, you're bringing the receipts on this page. So that's the thing I like about this is that, you know, you're not just calling out these corporations, but you're showing us the evidence of what you've uncovered. And then you're asking them directly to make changes. I'd like to dive into a couple of the names on this list because I was not shocked, but I mean, it's these are names that we're all familiar with. Apple, you know, Apple being on this list. Have they been on the list before? And let's talk a little bit about why they made the list, because so many of us, I mean, we have, you know, Macs, we have the iPhones, you know, we're using all these products, and so are our children. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to know, like, we have Apple, Meta, and Microsoft on here, right? Like, these companies have more power and resources than many nations. And, you know, Apple in particular, 87% of U.S. teens have an iPhone. So the App Store was on the list last year, but this year we wanted to elevate all of Apple for a few reasons. One is that they developed technology to scan for child sex abuse material on the iCloud. I won't get into the technology of it, but there are ways to identify child sex abuse material, known CSAM, without invading people's privacy. And Apple decided to end this this project. And really, much to the outrage of, you know, the whole child protection movement and, of course, survivors whose CSAM is on iCloud. So this was something that we really wanted to elevate. Also, we had to push so hard. Apple developed a tool, which is awesome, to blur sexually explicit content in iMessage. And they released this tool, but it was not on by default for anybody. So we said, turn it on. Just turn it on by default. It's like common sense. So finally, they turned it out for 12 and under. We're like, why aren't you turning it on for teens? In a time where we know that sexual extortion and sex abuse material sharing and sexting and grooming is at an all-time high. And again, almost 90% of U.S. teens have an iPhone. And Apple refuses to turn this simple common sense tool on by default. And we also, lastly, with Apple, found deep fake pornography apps on the App Store, including some that were rated 4+. So what does that mean? If someone has screen time set limits on a certain age, that Nudify app could have been accessible. So why are we doing Apple's job for them? Our first win for Dirty Dozen list is that Apple actually did remove all of the deep fake pornography apps that we highlighted for them. But again, why does it take a tiny nonprofit for them to point that out? So Apple must do a lot better. And we really hope people will push on them to do so.
Yeah. I'd like to also touch on this CDA 230. That's interesting. So that's the Communication Decency Act, Section 230. Talk to us a little bit about that and why that made the list this year.
Yeah, so that's definitely the one that raises eyebrows. It's not a corporation, but it is a 1996 law, Communications Decency Act, and Section 230 in particular is used, and the misinterpretation of it has been used to basically give big tech blanket immunity for any and all types of sexual abuses and exploitation. Whenever corporations are brought to court, including by our own law center, representing victims of sex trafficking, 13-year-old victims, they point to Section 230 saying, nope, we're not liable for any of the abuses. And the intention of the law was to not stymie. This was at the beginning of the internet, right? 1996, right? Like 10 years before like Meta even came on the scene, probably even more, right? Like YouTube wasn't around. So it was to not stymie corporations and not hold them liable for what, you know, others post on those platforms. But that was not the true intention. The intention was not to allow them to host child sex abuse material or sex trafficking. So until we amend Section 230, these big tech companies are going to continue getting away with all of their abuses. And because it's like, it's a law, not people, many people know about it, we wanted to elevate it on Dirty Dozen list so that when there's more pressure on Congress, we want to get more pressure on Congress to amend it, and so that our supporters and others would recognize how important changing this law is to stop these harms that we're witnessing across the internet.
Yeah, that's such important stuff. That's good. Lena, I'm sure I have a question, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners today too. One that does kind of surprise me on the list is LinkedIn. You know, you think of that just as a business platform, above board. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Yeah. So, you know, with LinkedIn, I also want to mention that the Dirty Dozen list is not a top 12 list, right? We're not saying that these are the worst of the worst or where it's like the most abuse is happening. The point of it really is to elevate platforms. Again, some of them are obvious. We all know Meta is a bad actor. But, you know, and no corporations should be profiting from sexual abuse and exploitation, but certainly not ones like LinkedIn or Spotify, where people really would never even imagine that these things are happening. And so we wanted to call out LinkedIn for a few reasons. One is that they are giving a platform to ALO, which is formerly known as MindGeek, which is the parent company to Pornhub. So you can find job postings for Pornhub and OnlyFans, which we also know is largely used for prostitution, pornography, and is known for several abuses, seeking arrangement, also a prostitution site. So LinkedIn is allowing them to post for jobs and act like a corporation like any other. And they are not. They are built for exploitation. And we can't normalize these entities because people then do think that they're just, you know, again, just like any other corporation. The other thing is we've been finding a lot of posts and things that aren't being moderated off of LinkedIn sharing about deepfake pornography. Your listeners might have seen in the news, there's been, thankfully, a lot of attention on this, but tragically, just this growing form of image-based sexual abuse that disproportionately affects women, you know, deepfake pornography. It's rapidly increasing now with AI and the availability of it. And LinkedIn, we're actually finding posts on LinkedIn about how to use these tools, how to nudify, how to create deepfake pornography. One of our staff people actually got a bot that was, you know, promoting another deepfake website. And then lastly, with LinkedIn, I was shocked to learn that there was a survey that showed that 90% of women on LinkedIn have been subjected to sexual harassment. And in a post-MeToo world, you know, this is so unacceptable. LinkedIn has to step in. This is the place where women want to share their, you know, professional achievements and not be attacked as we often are everywhere else, you know, on and offline, and then being sexually harassed. So, you know, we wanted to press on LinkedIn to do more, and they can, and I'm hopeful that they will.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And you're right. I mean, LinkedIn is a place where those things are happening, and I guess it doesn't get talked about enough. So thank you for bringing awareness to that. I think some of these on here, like Snapchat being a watch list, I mean, that's not surprising. Reddit, of course. I think the other one that I thought was interesting was Telegram. That's kind of a newer communication channel. So talk to us a little bit about what's going on over there, because I know that's been an alternative communication tool that many people are using.
Yeah, it's very popular abroad, not as much yet in the United States, but we're seeing it rise quickly in popularity. And it's known as a dark web alternative. And I have to tell you, Telegram terrifies us. Again, I've been in this field for quite some time, and the things that we've witnessed on Telegram and knowing from others doing investigations, It's among the worst of the worst. And it seems to be built to invite and protect criminals and predators. It really affords them a low risk, high reward environment on which to operate without any consequences. And I won't go into it because they are so disturbing, but some very sadistic, violent things that Telegram facilitates and refuses to moderate. And they actually don't even have policies around, like preventing child sex abuse material within private chats and things like that. So we want to start sounding the alarm because we're seeing an increase in popularity, and we are actually directing people to ask the Department of Justice to investigate Telegram. And we're also pressing on Apple and Google to really investigate and reconsider even hosting Telegram on the app stores. In fact, some nations have banned Telegram, and we feel that that is something that should be considered here in the United States.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not familiar with them, so glad you pointed that out. Lena, certainly, you know, the intent of this is to expose and bring to light a lot of these issues for these companies, but you're really making some huge impacts with these companies. Can you share just a few of some of the wins you guys have had in past list or already in this one you mentioned? What kinds of things are you forcing these companies to do?
Yes, thank you so much for asking that. We always want to point out the victories because it can be daunting, or, you know, I was even skeptical that we can change these massive companies and that, you know, any campaign would actually move them. But since its inception in 2013, we've had about 150 pretty major victories with corporations. The most recent that I'm really excited about is that you know, we've been working with Google for years. They've been on the Dirty Dozen list. We work with them directly. And we've been, again, asking them for basic common sense safety measures to protect people from accessing pornography. And finally, this year, and they actually publicly credited Nicozy, they turned on Safe Search by default for everybody. So they had turned it on by default for 18 and under a few years back. And we said, no one wants to be exposed to this. So turn on Safe Search for everybody. So now, you know, it's 5.3 billion searches a day. Of course, not all of those are going to have pornography in them, but sexually explicit content is now blurred by default. Some other really major ones, you know, TikTok was on their Dirty Dozen list back in 2020 when it was just kind of rising in popularity. And we, again, work with them directly and have had them on the Dirty Dozen list for many years, but they made direct messaging. They just banned it for 13, 14, and 15-year-olds. And that's one of the primary methods that predators groom on TikTok. Now, TikTok has a lot of issues that they need to address. It's certainly not a safe platform, but we have seen from evidence and research that grooming in the way that it's happening on other platforms is much less. Adults interacting with children has been reduced. So that's just another example. And then one of our first biggest wins with the Dirty Dozen list was back in 2013, I think it was the first Dirty Dozen list, was pressing on Hilton to remove on-demand pornography. And Hilton was so taken aback at the thousands and thousands of letters and emails that they were receiving. And they called Nicozy and they said, please tell your supporters to stop calling us. We're going to make changes. So they eliminated on-demand pornography. And very soon after that, Marriott and IHG hotels and the rest of the hotel chains also stopped on-demand pornography in rooms. So we've seen this trend too, that in industry standards change. And especially when you have big players like Google, Apple, Hilton make changes, it puts that positive pressure on their peers to do the same.
Those are some huge wins, and congratulations to Nicozy and then all of the activists out there that got involved, because without that pressure, that wouldn't have happened. And so as we think about that, you know, this list is to inspire corporations to take steps, but also at a grassroots level for us to add some pressure to these organizations and use our voice to let them know that we want to see these changes and that we want them to do it now. So what steps can the average listener out there take to engage and to support the work that you're doing and to also let these corporations know that we're not okay with this anymore and we want to see changes?
Yeah. The power of the customer, the user, the consumer, the investor, like it really, really has an impact. I have to, every single company I work with acknowledges this. And we've actually had corporations multiple times. Are we going to be on the Dirty Dozen list? We don't want to be on the Dirty Dozen list. What do we have to do? We even heard that one company called members of Congress when they weren't on the Dirty Dozen list last year. And I was like, well, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be making changes, but they really do care. So the average person, you and I, take action. Again, it to do all 12 actions for all 12 targets, it will take you less than 2 minutes, but they really do. The companies consider, you know, we've heard this with policymakers, you know, one email equals 1,000 people. So they need to hear from you. They do listen and they do care. Again, they've said this to us. And then please share it with your networks, you know, post it on your social media. Even if it's one target, it really helps. And not only does it help galvanize people to put pressure on corporations, but it also helps people be aware. Roblox was one where we got so much input afterwards that parents had no idea, because it's mostly used by kids. It's a very reasonable assumption that it's going to be safe, but it's not. And predators take advantage of that. So really take action. We welcome people to sign up for the National Center on Sexual Exploitation's newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. We're constantly sharing those wins. We're sharing information and we're sharing very easy but impactful ways that anybody can get involved.
That is wonderful. You heard it here. Guys, need to go check out Nicozi's site and get involved and spread this far and wide, because that is the power of all of us getting involved with this. So, Lena, thank you so much. We'll never know all the work that you guys put into this each year, but God bless. Thank you so much for all of this. And it's making a difference. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. We are so grateful for Covenant Eyes, for your work, and for elevating these issues and really helping inspire people to take action and do better. We can have a world free from sexual abuse and exploitation. We can do it.
Absolutely. And I am praying that every day. Thank you, Lena. Can you share with our listeners one last time how they can get to the Dirty Dozen list so they can start sharing that across their platforms and also start sending those letters?
Of course. www.dirtydozenlist.com.
All right. All you listeners out there, you have a call to action. So next break at work, if you can, jump out there and get some letters out the door. Or when you get home tonight, do it together with your family. Start sending some letters out and demanding that people listen to us, because this is important stuff. Thank you so much, Nicozi, for your hard work. We just love you guys and we support everything you're doing over there. So thanks, Lena. Have a great day. And all of our listeners, we will see you next time on the Covenant Eyes podcast. Take care. God bless.